Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is November 6, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Signum Bank now stores digital assets with Taurus Group. South Korean crypto firms must disclose users' identities under planned law change. First mover, resistance as futile as Bitcoin breaches $15,000, crypto gets greedy. Now let's get started. Signum Bank now stores digital assets with Taurus Group. Taurus Group, a Swiss fintech firm, has taken on Signum Bank as the latest client for its digital asset custody services. Signum, which is one of two B2B players that hold banking licenses from the Swiss Financial Market Supervisory Authority, FINMA, will utilize Taurus Protect secure storage infrastructure, as well as leverage Taurus cluster of blockchain nodes, known as Taurus Explorer. Taurus Explorer provides unified APIs and broadcasting algorithms to interface with multiple blockchain networks. With the move, Signum joins Taurus' other notable clients including banking and investment group Vontobel, Arab Bank Switzerland, SIBA Bank, the other B2B institution to hold a FINMA banking license in Switzerland, and Hypothecare Bank Lenzburg. Following the April 2020 announcement of a $10 million Series A, $11.8 million, Taurus has expanded to become a major digital asset infrastructure provider for financial institutions in Europe, the firm said. It offers a range of digital asset solutions including custody, brokerage, tokenization, asset management and B2B banking. We launched Taurus Group back in 2018 to answer a growing need for enterprise-grade custody solutions by financial industry players interested in digital assets, said Taurus co-founder Jean-Philippe Almasso. Taurus is now one of the few companies in the world to master the full technology stack. South Korean crypto firms must disclose users' identities under planned law change. South Korea's Financial Services Commission, FSC, is seeking legal amendments that would make it mandatory for virtual asset service providers, VASPs, within the country to report the names of their customers. According to a press release from the Financial Watchdog on Wednesday, a proposed update to the Act on Reporting and Using Specified Financial Transaction Information is aimed to help guard against money laundering. The Act defines VASPs as business entities that engage in the purchase and sale of virtual assets, exchanges between virtual assets, as well as custodians, digital wallet service providers and brokerages. The changes will mean that VASPs are required to use real name accounts in their financial transactions with customers. Additional measures require VASPs to open real name accounts with financial institutions, keep customers' deposits separate from their own and obtain a data security certification from the Korea Information Security Agency. VASPs must have no record of fines or other penalties within the previous 5 years and must manage customers' transaction records. An assessment of money laundering risks associated with VASPs by financial institutions will also be required. Virtual assets like cryptocurrencies aren't the only assets being targeted. Digital tokens that can't be exchanged for fiat currencies, as well as e-money, electronically registered stocks, electric notes, commodities and more, will also be in the regulators' sights. However, prepaid cards, mobile gift cards and electronic bonds are to be excluded from the scope of virtual assets. Per a September recommendation by the Financial Action Task Force, FATF, the Intergovernmental Money Laundering Watchdog, over 200 member regulators should profile cryptocurrency users to better identify criminal activity. It also set regulatory standards last summer, including the travel rule, stipulating that VASPs must pass on transaction information to other entities above a set value threshold. The FSC's proposal is designed to impose AML requirements on VASPs in accordance with the FATF's recommendations and are not intended to adopt virtual assets into financial regulatory regimes, the watchdog said. While currently in a period of public comment, the FSC expects to enforce the amendments from March 25, 2021. First mover, resistance is futile as Bitcoin breaches $15,000, crypto gets greedy. Bitcoin was lower, pausing after a three-day rally that saw prices approach $16,000, their highest since early 2018. The recent rally left the largest cryptocurrency up 116% year-to-date, and some bullish digital asset market analysts were already looking at even higher levels. Denis Vinokourov, head of research at the crypto prime broker Bequant, said in an email that there's a potential for a squeeze in the options market to push up prices in the next several days. This, coupled with continued uncertainty around U.S. election results and the economic fallout from the COVID pandemic's resurgence, could see us push towards $17,000, he said. In traditional markets, U.S. futures were lower ahead of a closely watched government report due out Friday on employment trends in October. Gold rose 0.3% to $1,956 an ounce. Prices have already doubled this year, just as they did in 2019, and Bitcoin is now being openly discussed by global banks like Deutsche Bank as the world's best-performing asset. A lot of observers say the price movements are random and not necessarily linked to broad macroeconomic trends. While the relationship remains on the weaker side, for most of this year, correlation between the cryptocurrency's price movements and traditional markets have been increasing. And the investment narrative that Bitcoin fund marketers are pitching looks pretty strong at the moment. Not only has the cryptocurrency been cast by many bulls as the future of money, and perhaps a threat to the existing financial system, but it's also positioned as an inflation hedge at a time when the Federal Reserve and other central banks are printing trillions of dollars of money to stimulate markets and economies, with few apparent signs of any slowdown. Now there's a belief among many traders that the fear of missing out, or FOMO, could drive faster adoption of cryptocurrencies by both retail and institutional investors and rapidly drive prices to a new record high above $20,000. That's where the history lesson comes in. As some analysts have been signaling this week, Bitcoin prices have now entered a territory they've so rarely visited before that investors reading price chart patterns, a widely followed practice among crypto traders known as technical analysis, see easy to spot stopping points between $15,000 and $20,000. The technical setup has been building for a while now, and it has finally broken through. Mati Greenspan, founder of the foreign exchange and cryptocurrency analysis firm Quantum Economics, told subscribers in an email. The screen grab above, from the digital asset market analysis firm Messari, shows that Bitcoin had previously traded just 20 days above the $15,000 price level, all of them in 2017. And it was powerful indeed. Once the $15,000 level was breached, Bitcoin quickly shot up to the all-time high near $20,000. Matt Blom, head of sales and trading for the digital asset firm Diginex, called it a price vacuum. So the speculation now is that a repeat might be in the cards. This all might be wishful thinking from traders who analysts and investors who really have no more insight into the future than anyone else and are just lucky enough to be in digital asset markets at a time when the fast-growing ecosystem seems to be one of the few sectors that's truly thriving. A slow, steady advance might be more convincing to newcomers and the crypto curious than a quick march to the top that's quickly reversed. Whatever the case, the prevailing mood in the market is pushing toward extreme greed from fear just a month ago. The case for Bitcoin gets stronger every day, according to Messari. Resistance is futile. If there even is any. Web search data suggests popular interest in Bitcoin remains at normal levels, despite a sharp price rally to near $16,000. The top cryptocurrency has chalked up a nearly 50% gain in the past 4 weeks to trade as high as $15,971 early Friday, a level last seen during the bull market frenzy between December 2017 and January 2018. Some observers say the rally is now being driven higher by retail greed and fear of missing out, known as FOMO. However, Google data suggests otherwise. Google Trends, a barometer used to gauge general interest in trending topics, is currently returning a value of 10 for the worldwide search query Bitcoin price. That's significantly lower than the value of 93 observed in early December 2017 following Bitcoin's record break above $15,000. The current reading is also lower than the peak of 19 observed in the second week of May when Bitcoin underwent its third mining reward halving. Google's data suggests that retail investors are showing calm over Bitcoin's recent rally and the market is far from being in a state of bull frenzy. With popular interest still relatively low, it seems safe to say that FOMO is yet to take hold of the market and the ongoing institutional-driven rally has legs. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.